Hi, John.
Hi.
What's going on here today?
Today is the last day that the law library is open in its present location, and we're moving out.
What have you got here?
Oh, just some drinks, water, iced tea for the movers.
So how's the move going?
Smoothly. Moving libraries is a complicated business, and so far everything seems to be going well.
How long ago did you start packing up? What was the process like?
Yeah, so we started packing up in May, basically we took the library collection, which is about 200,000 books, and moved half of them to the Robarts Library, and that happened in May. We moved about 80% of them to storage, and that happened last week. And we're moving the remaining 20% to our temporary location.
So how are you feeling today?
It's kind of an emotional day. I was a law student here when this library opened. I've worked here on and off for I've worked here for the last 10 years, and I worked here as a student when I was a law student. And so even though I don't have a huge amount of affection for the actual building, I'm starting to feel really emotional about leaving it now.
Do you have a favorite memory you can share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. It's recent, too. So on the last day of term this year, we decided to keep the library open for 24 hours because students had requested to have that so they could finish up their papers on the paper deadline. And it was just a really nice feeling to be here all night, helping out students at 3 in the morning, and then just kind of watching the sun come up and the morning begin from the vantage point of the circulation desk. It was sort of a nice bookend to my career at the library here.
What are you most looking forward to in terms of the library renovation and renewal project?
Our library, the present library now, was built in 1991, and it was just built slightly before the internet age, just as the internet age was about to begin, and it looks it. It has the feeling of a warehouse for books. And I think what I'm looking forward to the most in our new place is a space that will allow us to keep those books, because we still need them to be able to support research and teaching, but will be just more open, more user-friendly, the kind of space that students will feel comfortable to call their own.
So what happens after today?
After today, we close for a week, and we move into the Burge Carnegie building, which is kind of a neat thing. It started off as a library, and it was the library for Victoria University until 1961, I believe. And so we're kind of giving that old building a new life as a library again, so that's kind of a neat thing to go into.
Okay, John, good luck with the move.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.